A reading from Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 18 to 20. Then they said, "Come and let us devise plans against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us attack him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Give heed to me, O Lord, and listen to the voice of those who contend with me. Shall evil be repaid for good? For they have dug a pit for my life. Remember that I stood before you to speak good for them, to turn away your wrath from them." And Matthew chapter 20, verses 17 to 28. Now Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples aside on the road and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify. And the third day he will rise again." Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She said to him, "Grant that these two sons of mine may sit, one at your right hand and the other at your left, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." So he said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit at my right hand or on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those whom it is prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." The most common substitute for the legitimate suffering of the self is the illegitimate suffering of others. If there is a constantly reoccurring theme in mythology, literature, and theatre, it is that human beings who try to avoid changing themselves, an invitation which normally comes through humiliating self-knowledge, always set out on a destructive course of trying to change the world, others, or even God. It is the old theme of hubris in Greek theatre and seems to be at the heart of every tragedy. In its most dramatic form, of course, it even insists on the death of others and becomes murder, catastrophe, or war. Anything rather than change ourselves. Swiss psychologist C.G. Jung said that to avoid the legitimate suffering of being human, we inflict untold suffering on others and finally actually bring more suffering on ourselves anyway. I find that to be profoundly true. We see these patterns in both of today's readings. In the first, from the prophet Jeremiah, we see the men of Judah and the citizens of Jerusalem plotting against his life. His truth speaking has exposed their corruption, and he must be done away with. The part of the passage included seems to show that Jeremiah is forgiving. But if we read the whole prayer, we see that even he is eventually drawn into their cycle of vengeance and death. Then in the Gospel, we see Jesus inviting his inner circle to follow him on the path of redemptive suffering instead of redemptive violence, which has been the accepted storyline of almost all of human history. Jesus, against all odds, expectations, and human programming, insists that we make the preemptive and positive move into drinking of the cup ourselves instead of always asking others to drink it. Note that two of his apostles send their mother to plead their case for not dying, but instead they want to be enthroned. The other 10 are just jealous because they want the same. The whole scene is meant to be a laughable cartoon, and I am afraid it is a rather clear judgment on much of what became of the church, even in its leadership. I do not want to be unfair, but read our history, ecclesial and political. We still do not want to change ourselves. We want to change others instead. And again, from today's reading, Matthew 20, 23 and 25 to 27. From the cup I drink of, you shall indeed also drink. Among the Gentiles, those who have authority lord it over others and make their importance felt. It must not be like that with you. Anyone who aspires to greatness among you must serve the rest, and anyone who wants to rank first among you must serve the needs of all. And our starter prayer for this day. Well, God, I sure do not like to hear this, but show me how it might be true in my life. Do I also kill others as a substitute for those necessary deaths to myself? So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.